Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance neath the cover of October skies.
What's up, everybody? Happy New Year, or as Billy Ray Valentine said, Merry New Year. Welcome back to the first show of 2016. This is the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horwitz, and we want to continue on with our Q&A from yesterday and from the Monday night call, and we were talking about dividends and getting assigned and things like that. So let's get back to the question and answer period that we had. And again, Happy New Year, healthy, prosperous. Let's kick some ass this year. Let's get back to the Q&A session. Here we go.
It doesn't matter. We don't care. If you're aware that the dividends are going to be paid, then you should be aware and then know what to do. And then you can either email me, or if you have both options that are in the money deeply, you would just exercise your right and get the dividend on your side and be paid. So it would be just a wash. Okay. Merry Christmas, Todd. I'd like to hear more about buying physical gold and why I've heard that even though the price of commodity is low, it's hard to get at current spot price. What type of commissions are reasonable and what's the safest way to store it? I know you're going to cover auditing. I'm solving that, but after my latest experience, I'm salary, and I understand that's why I'm looking into it deeper, and that's why I did what I did here, Mr. my friend, because again, I get all the problems, and I know, and you know, nothing bothers me more than having problems. Physical gold, you need to email me direct, but there is somebody who's now advertising with me. But when physical gold dries up, the over percentage, the commissions, somewhere between 2-3%, okay, above spot. You know, that's pretty reasonable. I mean, the best I've ever paid is like 2% above spot. So, you know, again, I think you should buy it. And then depending on how much you're buying, you know, if you're buying $10,000, you just store it in your safe at home or in a safe deposit box. If you're buying, you know, millions, then you got to store it somewhere else. But you and I can have that conversation independently, but I can certainly help you there. My big question would be, repairing options trades, like credit spreads are going against you, how to mitigate some of the loss. Okay, that's a good question. Now, if you want to repair a credit spread trade, okay, then what you would do, the only way to repair, but this has to be something that you have to do on your own, because by the time I see it, get a message out to you and tell you what to do, it may be too late. But if we use Nike, for example, and we sold, let's say, the 64-65 call spread for 33-cent credit. Let's just say we did that. And all of a sudden, Nike's going up. So now what am I going to do? How am I going to salvage this? Well, what I would do is look at probably selling like the 63.50, 62.50, Iron Condor, I mean, put spread, damn. And change it to puts, and collect another 28 cents. That would be the only way to try to mitigate damage control while allowing you to get more credit. But I'm not a big fan of doing that, okay, unless you're very active. If you're a passive trader and you're just putting these trades on, you're better off just letting them play out. And if you've noticed, most of them will play out. And even though sometimes they appear to be going against you, they typically, a lot of times, give you another opportunity and do come back. And my best to your family, too, Mr. Soccer Coach, I appreciate you. But again, you can turn into an Iron Condor, which makes sense to go for bigger credits, because now you can actually get, for example, at an Apple. Let's go to a stock that's a little bit more liquid. But like an Apple for next week, okay, let's say I want to get, you know, I was bearish Apple, so I sold the, let's do it for next week. That's where I was going. Okay, so I sold the 107, 108, vertical, and I'm getting 48 cents. Oh, and now it's railing. Uh-oh, what am I going to do? I need to get out. I want to protect it. I can go and sell, and we'll assume that it rallied a couple bucks, so we'll go down a little bit farther. So I'm going to sell the 105, 104. That accounts for a little bit over a dollar move into the money. And now I can collect another, 24 cents. And I've collected 72 cents. I've taken my risk down to 28 cents and still have a chance to collect it all. Okay. All right. Rolling up or down, what do I look for when I want to roll up an individual option or spread? Great question. Okay. When a market or an option is going in your favor, okay, when the delta, this is the only Greek we really care about. When the delta gets about 70 or 80, that now becomes the stock. I don't want to carry 70 or 80 delta options. I'm giving up my benefit of the stock. So anytime your option that you own goes up to 70 or 80 delta, you want to sell that option and roll it back down to the 50 delta option. That's where we live. We live in the 50 delta option world. Okay. So you want to roll it back down to the 50 delta option. Now that accomplishes a couple of very important points as well. The first thing is I get to sell, I get to collect 365, and I get to pay 158 to be in almost the same position. So I've taken $2 of risk off the table. Okay. But anytime you get into, I would say 70 delta, I want to roll down to the 50 delta. Take the money, move on. Take the money, move on, because you keep locking a profit. You don't have to worry about it. Okay. All right. Got a whole bunch more questions here. Okay, I've been selling out of the money credit spreads, so I will try at the money. Again, you can go one strike out, but right now, with the volatility, with VIX at low levels, you need to go come closer. But again, I'm a big fan. Look, I'm telling you straight. You know me. I don't BS anybody. I do all these trades I recommend on Sunday. I do myself. Okay. I want to sell at the money because I want to get paid. Sometimes, look at, if I'm really bearish Apple, which I happen to be, I would sell the 106, 108. Okay. And that's what I would do. Here, I collect $1.05. I've got 95 cents risk, $1.05 profit, if I'm right, but the stock has to come down. So again, there's different ways to skin this cat, but just pure premium, I would sell the 107, 108. That's what I would do, because that pays 48 cents, basically even money. If I'm wrong, I'm going to be wrong. So if I'm going to be wrong and it's going to go to 110, it didn't help me to sell the 108, 109, or the 109, 110. All it did is cost me money. Whereas if I sell it at 107, 108, and I'm right, I make a lot more money. If I'm wrong, if it falls in between, then you call me a schmuck. But most times it doesn't fall in between. If it's going to break out, then it's going to break out, and it's going to cost me, and I'm going to pay for more in the long run. Okay.
And again, these are things, these are little tricks of the trade from the eyes of a professional, somebody who's done this for 36 years and done it under all types of circumstances. And again, that's why, we're sharing this information with you, because at the end of the day, I want you to be better. I want you to be able to trade, invest better, to increase yield, to give yourself that compounding endowment model, which is so important to the world of investing that nobody ever thinks about or nobody talks about. But that is really where we are at, is the way that you learn how to compound out your portfolio and make it better for you. Go to thebubbashow.org and check it out. You can go into my store and see the different products we're offering. Also, to catch the show on demand, libertytalk.fm. Every day you'll see the show posted there. Happy New Year, everybody. This is the New Year's Day, first show of the year edition of The Bubba Show. We'll be right back. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. When love runs high in this time. Welcome back to this New Year's Day edition of the Bubba Show. Football galore. What a day we're having. And man, oh man, we're going to have some fun watching football and going into the weekend. And but more importantly, we want to get you better constructed on how to trade and hedge your portfolio and use options better. So let's get back to the Q&A session we did on Monday. Here we go.
Okay. In the OMM and OWM trades, we're typically two or three strikes away from the money. Can you clarify why relative to your comment just now? Again, as I've said on the call many times on that call, is that I believe in, I always want to go closer to the money. Okay. Now, in OWM, we don't, when we're selling an option, when we own an anchor position and we're selling one, we do want to go a little bit farther away from the money because we typically own the at the money. So we're taking advantage of direction and time. In OMM, I want to be at the money. Does that make sense? How do you decide whether to do an outright option versus a ratio spread? I don't do outright options. I don't believe in them. I think you're giving up too much of an edge. Okay. I believe you're giving up too much of an edge to the market maker. And I believe that if you do a ratio, that you create the credit, that you have an opportunity to collect more than one way. And you don't have to be right. And then you don't have to make a decision of when you're going to be stopped out because you defined a better spot of where your risk is going to be right then. I came like the 40% rules. I like to get, if I'm selling a dollar wide spread, I'd like to get 40 cents worth of credit. Okay, that's what I'm looking for. You have noted that there is a gap down in the pre-market. One expect the stock to increase. Is this the case most times, or are there often other factors you should look at? You have noted that if there's a gap down in the pre-market, one can expect the stock to increase. Well, typically, if we're going to have a big gap down or a big gap up, okay, if the market's going to gap one way or the other, I always assume that even if the market is going to go in that direction, that it's going to at least either sell off from a gap higher or rally back from a gap lower and then make a decision. And that's where reading the shorter term time frame or the shorter term chart will help you. But overall, that's why I don't like to use stops in the opening, because as you saw, you know, just going back not that long ago, here, okay, Apple, 92 people got stopped out of it. I mean, that was outrageous, but that's what happens. Facebook. This is where you get trapped and you get beaten to death because you're at the mercy. I believe that the bounce is going to come back. So if I'm going to get stopped out at the worst, I might as well give myself a shot. Okay. I read recently that 90% of all gold in the world has already been found and mined. Is that correct? Probably. I don't know. Do ratio spreads require a larger account? No. No, they don't. Okay. So, all right. Let's get back to this business now. Got lots to do, and I got Andy here as well. So, all right. So, selling credit spreads. The credit spreads, also known as variable spreads, can help you make more money in any market. And that's what you want to look for. You want to look for the good spreads in good liquid companies that you have good, solid action. I mean, look, right now the top stocks are Facebook, Apple, Baba, Tesla for the bigger stocks, Amazon, Netflix. Those are unbelievably liquid, and they pay a bigger kick. Okay, they pay a bigger premium because their values hold up much better. Because the again, I'm not going to get into this, but the gamma of those options hold up longer than those of others. So that's why we look. That's why I like to look at those all the time. Okay, Apple, Facebook, Tesla. You know, I mean, I've got positions in all of those right now. Okay, short premium, and that's typically where I'm always going to run to. If you see, now I'm going to change my list a little bit, but these are stocks: Apple, Baba, Facebook, all the ETFs. Okay, and these others, now some of them aren't quite as liquid. Netflix, TLT, those are very liquid, and they've got big volumes that you can trade off. Okay. Okay. So where was I? Okay. So again, I believe that every trade should have a credit component to it. Now, OWM is a debit component, but the key component is the weekly selling of credit in that. And that's what we're looking to do, is sell weekly credit. Okay. And that's, again, do they work every time? No. But they work enough that you make good money when you make it. And unless you get a giant move too quickly, you're going to always make money on those. Okay. And that's what you have to understand about the option model itself. Because again, just to repeat something, and not to be redundant, but I am sometimes. But if I do the Apple 105, 107, and Apple falls to 105, it's Facebook. If I do the Facebook 105, 107, Facebook falls to 105 or 104, then I can drop down and sell the 106. I can drop down and sell the 105. I can drop all the way down and sell the 104 with no risk. And the farther out I am in time, the lower I can go than the strike I own, because the strike I own, depending on the date, okay, if I own in March, or okay, let's use February. That's where we're at right now. If we have a February, and I've got a February 105, and the stock is trading at 104, I can sell the 104 and not worry that I'm going to get hurt, because my February will pick up value faster than the one I'm selling. And that's the beauty of the weekly options, is you can move back and forth around, rotating around where the stock is trading. Now, you know, if you get the big move up, like we've had a couple, you know, a couple have been good trades, but they move too fast, then we just figure out ways to create more credit. When they don't move up too fast, we actually do better. That's just typically the best way to go. Okay. So the risk is the difference between the credit you receive. So again, a dollar widespread, 40 cent collection, you've got a 60 cent risk. $2 widespread. And so it works always the same. And all you want to do is look at the difference in the spread and your risk. So if I was bearish Facebook and wanted to be just out of the money, I could sell the 106, 108. Okay, well, what's my max risk here? Okay, how much can I lose here? Who's going to tell me? Okay. All right, good. You guys all got a version of the right answer. The answer is my risk is $2 minus the credit I collected. So the correct answer is 137. But if you said it's $2 minus 63, that would be the way that I like to teach it. This is my risk. Okay. And then I get to subtract out my credit. Okay. But I always like to understand, because if I go to the 109, and now my risk is $3. Okay. So again, just understand your risk is always the difference in the spread minus whatever you've collected. Now again, this trade this week is not good, but it's only got a couple days to go. But if I went to see now, okay, I'm almost at my 40 cent threshold. I'm a little short, but I bet you if I drop down to 108, I'm right there. See? Now I'm at 108, the $2 spread, I'm gonna get 40%. I'm getting 80 cents, I'm actually getting 85 cents, I'm getting 42.5% on that position, okay? Just remember the risk versus everything else, okay?
And again, it's always about risk. Look, at the end of the day, we're managing risk here. That's what it really comes down to. And how you manage that risk is what's going to make you more successful. So I hope you're taking a lot of good notes from this call. I hope you're thinking about checking it out for 1 month for $20. I mean, again, do you want to be in the right spot, or do you want to continue draining down your portfolio? And that is something that, you know, I think is very important, that I always want to make sure that you get, is to how to protect, how to manage, how to trade. Because at the end of the day, that's what it's about, being ready. And of course, check out the BubbaShot.org and see what we're offering. But I am offering this call, $20, 4 weeks. And you get a lot of great information, well worth the $20. Catch the Bubba Show at libertytalk.fm on demand. This is the Bubba Show, the New Year's Day edition, 2016. Happy New Year. We're going to stop our for a break, and we'll be right back after the break. Bye-bye.
Trust. For nearly four decades, that is the reputation Roberts & Roberts Brokerage has forged with their customers. Now, with their full e-commerce website, rrbi.co, it's easier than ever to buy or sell precious metals via Bitcoin or major credit card. Visit them online at rrbi.co or call 800-874-9760 to speak with an experienced professional today. Roberts & Roberts, when you're serious about precious metals.
What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here, the long-awaited Bubba Report, bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Cialady, the cow guy, as seen on CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got the Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report. Welcome back to this New Year's Day edition of the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz, and, you know, in between taping and watching football, we're all great and having a great day watching it and enjoyed the game last night. But more importantly, let's get back to our educational period and get you ready for 2016. Here we go.
Okay. Now, I don't use these. I don't believe in them. But I'm just showing you. Everybody talks about these risk graphs. Now, again, I think they're ridiculous. That's my personal opinion, because the risk graph cannot give you the proper risk on a diagonal, okay, because it can't account for the time, okay? It can give you the risk, but, again, it's simpler and better for you if you just learn to understand it yourself without having to go to the probability calculator, all this stuff. It just doesn't work, but I did want to show it to you, okay, because some of you use it. I've never used them. Okay, we had a Schwarzatron, it was called, back in 1984. Okay, and I didn't believe in them then, I don't believe in them now, because if you can't calculate in your mind where you're at, then you shouldn't be doing it. You have to just know what your risk. We just went through it. My risk here is $1. I'm collecting 24 cents. I've got a 76 cent risk. Okay, I don't need this to tell me that I have that kind of risk, and it doesn't calculate it out. Okay, all right, so. What I'm going to do now, we're going to keep going, but I know Andy's on hold, and I want to get him, let him come in, okay, and talk to you guys so he doesn't have to sit here, because I'm going to answer all of your questions, okay? So, hold on, I got to find, here you go. Andy Aronson, come on down.
Hello, hello.
Hi, Andy. And by the way, we're going to keep going when Andy's done, but I don't want to make him stay. I mean, he may listen anyway afterwards, but I want to let him talk to you and tell you what he does, and then we'll go back to answering your questions. Welcome aboard, Andy.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Todd. I appreciate it.
How am I doing? Am I doing a good job?
You're doing a great job, and the one thing I just want to stress that I tell a lot of my clients is that the only thing you can control is the risk. You can't control if the market's going to go up, going to go down, blah, 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 but if you have your plan in place and your strategy, and you know what that risk is, and no matter what, that's the most important thing in my mind, and I don't know how you feel about it, but it sounds like you kind of go down that path that you want to try to control the risk.
Listen, everything is about the risk, because you have to be able to manage the risk against the size of your portfolio.
That's exactly right. You know, people, I talk to clients all the time, well, what's the return? Well, you kind of balance the return with what the risk is. If you're risking 100% every week after week after week, and the return is 50%, God bless you. But at one time or another, that's going to bite you. So you kind of have to balance the risk with reward, in my opinion.
I'm going to say one thing I've said before, but I never said it to you before, Andy, but We don't worry about the winners. The winners take care of themselves. What we need to do is manage the risk and take care of the losers, because that's where the problems come in. So if you're managing risk correctly, then the losers are just a loser, and you're gonna get them. Again, you've never once heard me say that there ain't no such thing as a free lunch in this business. And Andy's been doing this, I think, since 1993.
That's correct, 1993.
Okay, so tell us about you and where you came from and your whole background here.
Basically, I started off in – I went to the University of Florida, go Gators, and made my way up to Chicago and my business career started with futures. I was doing futures way back when. I've kind of branched out into doing securities. We still do futures, and that's a big part of our business, but the securities aspect of it is something we branched out to in about 20 years ago. And basically, worked for a company called Money Block. We have our own division there. It's where independent traders go to house their business. They kind of manage. They have the platform, and then they do the statements and everything else for the clients. But we kind of have carte blanche on what we can do as far as what direction we want to take our business. So that's a nice aspect there.
Yeah, they're very good, Money Block. I've heard of them, and they do a good job. So, one of the things we've tried auto trading in the past, and it didn't work out so well because of the communication issue. And you and I talked about something, and that's why I felt it was good for us to chat here, and that is that you are actually working on a letter of direction, and you actually have a personal relationship with each and every client. So that if they wanted to move early, because as you know, sometimes I want to move early. Because, again, it comes back to the risk, you can actually help them do that without me having to send the direction in, correct?
That's correct, yeah. We work one-on-one with the client. So, if we see something that needs to be balanced or adjusted, we'll contact the client. Or if they're not available, we kind of set that up ahead of time that says, hey, if this happens, we're going to take these steps. But it's not a carte blanche where I'm just taking discretion on the account. I can't do that, but we do have a relationship with the client, and we can. It gives us some latitude to kind of maneuver around and make moves or make adjustments as they're needed, real time, without having to wait for you to send out the actual recommendation.
Right, and that's important because again, when I traded on the floor, those were called not held orders, but due to regulations, these guys are not allowed to do that, but because they have a personal relationship with you, you can discuss with them directly, okay, knowing that, you know, because if you're watching and you know what we're doing, you get the general picture, and you can, some of you know the updates before I'm going to send them. If you know what's going on, you can certainly be ready to go, and that's where Andy comes in, and I think that's pretty cool. So go ahead, sir. Sorry to interrupt.
Oh, I don't know which direction you want me to go, but basically we're available to help anybody that needs help. We work with our clients one-on-one, and you know, so your orders, especially for somebody who's very new to options, are very complex. You know, they're your four legs, and we spend the time explaining how to put those in. We have a system that they can put them in themselves if they choose to do that, but they could always pick up the phone and call one of us and say, hey, I need a little help with this. What is my risk on this? You know, if they have any questions, we just add an extra level of information that we can share with the clients and help them get up to speed and hopefully alleviate your workload from having to answer a lot of questions.
Right. And now, I think one of the big things here is the cost. Tell us about the cost.
Cost, we charge $1.50 per option contract. We have a $15 minimum that applies, but there's no minimum charge on the leg. So if you do a four-legged trade and you're doing two options on each leg, that's eight options. It's eight times $1.50, and that's the rate you would pay. If it's below $15, you'd pay the $15 rate, but if it's above the $15, then you just pay what it is on the number of options. So if you do again, with that one example, if you do a four-legged trade and there's two options on each side, on each leg, then you're eight options, that's $12. You're just going to pay a set $15 rate. If it goes above the $15, then you just pay the extra $1.50 per option. So, you know, we've looked around, and it's very comparable to even some of the bigger houses that are discount houses that give you absolutely no help or assistance. And we're just a phone call away or an email away, and we're eager to help people and get them up to speed.
You know, I agree. I think you do. Look, again, I don't put my name on too many things, and you know, and I want to make sure that everybody understands that, you know, the reason that this works, if you, and I'm not telling you that you have to do it. What I'm saying to you, that if you're interested in this, what makes it work is Andy's ability to talk to you directly. All I'm going to do is I'm going to send him the initial trade, and then he takes it directly from you, and I suggest you have your relationship with him, because his price, certainly at $1.50 per option, is a pretty good price. Okay, that's the same as we get at other places. So if there's anything you'd like to go over, Andy, please feel free to do so. But again, I want to make the introduction and have you here, because again, I believe that, you know, some people have trouble or, you know, don't have time to do all the trades, and you know, this gives you a way for OMM, OWM, or the Sunday call. He can do them all. I can send him everything. So it all works.
Yeah, we can do any auto trade out there, you know, as long as it's out there. So that's what it is. So if you have any questions, we welcome them. I'll be in the office all week. Friday or Thursday is a full day, even though it's right before the holiday. They make us work a full day on the last day of the year. But this week's been pretty slow. So if you have some time, you want to give us a call in the morning, and we'll be happy to spend some time with you.
And like I said, if you're interested, please feel free to call Andy. If you want to call me first, and I'll give you his information. But here is his information. Here is toll free is 866-795-3688. Direct him is 312-283-3350. A. Aronson at moneyblock.com. That's Andrew, or Andy as I know him as. But again, if you're interested, reach out to him. Again, he does a great job. Otherwise, we wouldn't be, as you guys know, he wouldn't be talking to me. So again, if it's something that you need or you'd like to look into, please call Andy. He takes every phone call. He'll answer emails and do the right thing. So, Andy, I appreciate you coming on, my man. Andy, if you have any other comments or anybody have any questions for Andy before I go,
and we'll come back and talk with a little bit more with Andy, and then get back to the Q&A. But the letter direction auto trading method is great if it's something that you want to get involved with. It just takes away the pressure of you having to excuse yourself from your job or watching your phone, knowing that somebody is watching for you. Again, it's another service, another introduction that we make here at the Bubba Show to make your life better, easier, and I give you a better opportunity to participate in the market, even though you may be busy at work. And this is where we try to make things work better for all of you. And that's really what the Bubba Show is about, is helping you facilitate a better opportunity to trade, a better opportunity to be better at what you're doing. And again, it's all about you. This New Year's 2016 is about the Bubba Show listeners. And that's why we also offer our shows on demand at libertytalk.fm. But everybody, happy New Year. Enjoy the football games. Enjoy the Bubba Show. And we're going to step out of here for a break. This is the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. And we will be right back after the break. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. Welcome back to the Bubba Show, New Year's Day edition 2016. I can't believe it's here. But let's get back to educating so that we're ready to have a big 2016 so we can all make some dough. Let's get back to the question and answer period.
Before I let him go, if you're using him, you would not be on the TD platform for your auto trading. He does not. He can only auto trade through MoneyBlock, which is through, who do you guys use, Apex?
Apex is our clearing firm, but MoneyBlock has their own proprietary platform. You know, it doesn't have all the bells and whistles that TD Ameritrade have or some of the other platforms out there, but it can do all the ratio spreads, you know, buy five, sell six, buy seven, that kind of thing, four-legged trades. But the main thing that you're getting with us is the ability to call in and talk to somebody. Hey, I'm in this trade. What do you recommend I adjust it? Or that's the kind of assistance you're going to get with us versus somewhere else where you're paying virtually the same rate and not getting the assistance that we can offer.
Okay. And Andy, just, you know, you've been doing this a long time. What advice would you give a new trader or trader that's been around? What would be the biggest obstacles that most traders run into?
I think undercapitalization is number one. You know, a lot of people try to start with $1,000 or $500, and you know that's just not a. That's you got to be realistic with yourself. That'd be number one. Number two is manage the risk. If you have a $5,000 account or a $10,000 account, and your maximum risk on any one trade is more than 5% of that, or you know, I've seen some people they put on a trade and they're risking 75% of their account balance on one trade, and that's just to me it's going to catch up to you sooner or later.
And don't you think that you should also start smaller? Even let's say you use 5%, which is a good number, but let's say you say 5%, don't you think you should start smaller so you get accustomed and a feel for what's going on before jumping in all the way? Because I go by the theory the markets are always going to be here, so I can always. If I can organically grow my account, then I can get the bigger size by making money first instead of putting it all at risk right away.
I agree with that wholeheartedly. I mean, if it works doing one lots, it's going to work doing 10 lots or 100 lots. So that's the point. You find a system that works and start small. Nobody's looking over your shoulder and saying, oh, you only did a one lot instead of a 10 lot. Big deal. It's your account. It's your money. You have to protect it and work with it the best that you're comfortable with.
Okay, so again, if you want, please give Andy a call. If you have questions, you can ask me. Do you offer paper trading? Do you offer a paper trading account?
We do. It's not the greatest out there. I'll be very honest with people. I'd be better off maybe TD Ameritrade has a paper trading account. But again, I can't take your trades and put them into TD Ameritrade's a platform for a client. The regulations just prove.
No, and believe me, this is a business of regulations and compliance. And again, that's the only reason I can do this and offer this now is because Andy will take direct control of you through the letter of direction where he's dealing directly with you, not with me. Okay, he's dealing with me because I'm setting him the trade. And he will follow the letter of the law of the trade, but once it comes to the decision, he'll reach out to you and say, hey, we should probably do this. This update's probably coming out. Again, those are just things that you can look at, and I assume IRA accounts included as well?
Absolutely. We can do all the strategies of options and IRA accounts as you can do in a regular account, obviously. You don't do anything naked, so there isn't any issue there. So we can do spreads and IRA accounts just like regular accounts, not a problem at all.
All right, and then there's a question. What is auto trading exactly? So go ahead and explain it.
Basically, you put out the trades. We'd set it up with the client and say, hey, we'll do every trade that you have. We set it up with the client. So let's say on Sunday night you put out your list of trades. We can set all those up. Execute them in the client's account. If any adjustments need to be made or you make any adjustments, we'll automatically do that. If we see something on our own that we say, hey, this might be a good time to adjust the position or we can take off our naked straddle or strangle for 15 or 20 cents, we'll reach out to the client and let them know, hey, we can do, might be a good idea to take our risk off the table with this. But in a nutshell, it's basically taking your trades and your trading ideas and just putting them in the client's accounts.
Okay. All right. So if you guys have questions for Andy, you can reach out to him if you have a question for him right now. Can I risk 50% of my account over 10 trades, each 5%? I know all can go against me, but is there anything you would suggest to ensure that trades do not go against me at all? I'm going to answer that one first. I would not make 10 trades at 5% risk regardless. That's why I don't make that many. Okay. And you need to cut the risk down because you know what? There ain't no guarantees one way or the other. You have a comment on that, sir?
I would agree with you. I mean, just start small and go from there. I mean, 5% was just a number I kind of threw out there, but it wasn't set in stone by any stretch of the imagination. If you're going to do 10 trades and risk 5%, that's half your account on 1 week of trades if that's what you're looking at, and I think that's way too aggressive.
Okay. Again, we know over time we're going to make money, but we don't know that how long the period of drawdown is going to last, and drawdowns happen on every account no matter how good you're. Okay? So if you were going to do that, if you want to do 10 trades, you'd want to make the risk a lot less than 50% because there is no guarantee that all 10 cannot go against you. Okay? All right. Okay, so if nobody's got any more, can we control our trades online?
That's sure. For you. Yeah, you can do all your trades online. Obviously, we don't want to step on each other's toes. If I'm auto-trading the program for you or any of the programs out there, I'd ask that if you just don't go in and sell positions, because we manage those positions as a group trade, as a block trade. And if a client goes in there and sells one half of the position and we go to make an adjustment for everybody, it's going to really throw us off. So you can do the trade yourself online, but just let us know that you're doing that. You can trade yourself online and do your own trades. That we would see the trades, but we wouldn't be affected by those. But if you're doing the auto trade, you can't have it both ways. You kind of have to say, hey, I'm in the auto trade program, or I'm not. But if you are in the auto trade program and you want to make an adjustment on your own, then just let us know. Shoot us an email or call us and say, hey, I took this part of the trade off.
Right. So it is off. All right, Andy, thank you so much. Great to have you on. I'll have you back again, and always a pleasure to talk to you. And, again, I'm excited about this for people who want it, because, again, it's letter of direction, and you can adjust with the individual. So I appreciate you, man.
Hey, I appreciate it, Todd, and Happy New Year. And
Happy New Year.
We'll see you soon.
Great. Thanks, Andy. Appreciate it. You can stay and listen if you want.
I sure will.
All right. So, anyways, I guess there was some confusion on what time we were starting to call tonight. I don't know. I actually confused myself, but then I saw the email I sent out was an hour earlier, so I started an hour earlier. But it's all recorded. We're all good, and I'm not going anywhere. Let me get back to questions now. Missed most of the minimum. I mean, minimum is $5,000, $10,000, whatever you want. How many trades do you do a week? It depends on which service. Options of Money Machine will do, recently we've been doing less than one or two. We've been very cautious because we ran into a rough streak. And again, as good traders, when things are not going your way, you cut down the amount of trading. You don't overtrade it. But I think the most we ever made in a week was four. So awful lot of get stuck. Yeah, the brother is brutal. If you can send any trades for auto trade, what is the problem? I don't have a broker at Thinkorswim that will do that. They don't take everybody. Okay, there's a big hullabaloo to get through to Thinkorswim when it comes to this auto trading deal. You know, one of the things you guys got to understand about auto trading is there's a lot of regulations. The reason that we don't offer auto trading per se is because of the regulations, okay? So that's why I'm making an introduction. This is the matchmaking service. Let's just have lunch. I'm introducing you. You're making your arrangements. I'm providing the trades to them. But you are, at the end, are making your own decision, and you're going to let him do it for you based on what you think, not on what I tell you to go.
And that will do it for today's Bubba Show. I hope you enjoyed the presentation, and we've actually got about another hour to go, which we will continue on Monday. But happy, healthy, prosperous New Year to all. We're sure glad you were here, and we're sure glad you enjoyed it. And obviously, if you have any questions, you can always email me. I'm always here for you. This is the Bubba Show. Enjoy your weekend. Enjoy the football. And we will see you back here on Monday. This is the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. Have a great day, everybody. Have a great weekend. Happy, healthy New Year. We'll see you later. The Bubba Show.
Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.